Mai Mai, Haere Mai, Ki Tēnei Hōtaka. Welcome to the panel on RNZ National. Budget 2022. What are some of the big announcements? More than 2 million Kiwis will get a one-off $350 sweetener as part of the budget's centrepiece $1 billion cost of living relief package. That's one big announcement. The largest investment ever in the health system, $11.1 billion. The Māori Health Authority will get $168 million over 4 years to directly commission whole Māori services. And dental health. It's been a long time coming. An emergency special needs dental care that goes up from $300 to $1,000. It's been $300 for a quarter of a century. The government has extended its 25 cents a litre petrol tax cut for a further 2 months alongside half price public transport, bringing them through to August 2022. And there's a lot more besides that. Now, National's Chris Luxon calls it the backwards budget. The books are going backwards and Kiwis are going backwards. So with me to talk through this all is Nalini Baruch, the founder of Lot 8 Olive Oils, former winner of Pacifica Women in Business. Nalini, kia ora. Bula.
Bula Wallace.
Nice to have you on the program, and I believe he's with us now, Shane Te Pau, HR at Mega Human Resources and former Labour Party activist and also a columnist. Kia ora, Shane. Nice to have you on.
Kia ora. Don't forget, party people on RNZ.
Yes.
Fortnight, 6:30, Tuesday.
Absolutely, a top listen and watch. Kia ora, Shane. Now, to this, our producer took to the streets of Wellington. Charlie Drever asked people their views on the budget and the one-off $350 payment for those earning under 70k and who don't receive the winter energy payment.
Yes, I think it'd be beneficial. However, I just wonder where all this money's coming from. And like, we've got this massive debt and everyone wants payments for health, and I just think we've got to stop at some stage and think about where we put the money.
How much would you enjoy having an extra $350 in your pocket?
I love it. It'd be ideal.
You can go shopping with it.
Why not, right?
Go shopping.
People who are further down from 70k, it'll make all the difference, especially the older people.
I'd probably be more interested in the proposals for, you know, the longer term, but I think as a short-term sort of thing, it could help and just lift people who've had sort of dampened spirits from COVID setbacks and all that kind of thing. You know, putting money into the areas of society where people are struggling more financially or living in poverty, that kind of thing. I think I'd rather see that than propping up business from my personal point of view, or people kind of over that 70k mark. So I think the target's right.
So that's in Wellington, and Otago South End reporter Tess Brunton spoke to Dunedin resident Amy. She wasn't impressed.
Do you think it'll make much of a difference, $350 one-off payment?
I mean, no. When you've got things like vet bills and dentist bills and all the bills, no, it won't make any difference, I'm afraid. I'd rather just lower living costs.
And so another thing that's on the cards is it's going to be a two-month extension of the fuel tax reduction, as well as half-price public transport. Given the high fuel costs, I mean, what do you think of a two-month extension of those two?
It'll probably be good, but the fuel tax thing isn't making much of a difference, to be honest. Like, it's still expensive when you go. The bus thing's good. Like, it kind of encourages people like myself to get it. Normally I drive, but because it's a dollar, like, why wouldn't you at the moment?
That's in Dunedin there, and reporter Samantha Gee spoke to Nelson resident Andrew, who thought the one-off payment was a band-aid. He was more impressed by half-price public transport being extended by 2 months and free for community card holders from mid-September.
I think I love that idea. I think there should be more encouragement for public transport, particularly if we have to meet those net zero emissions down the track as well. I think it's a fabulous idea.
Do you think it should have been expanded for more people, or do you think that's a good enough start?
I think it's really important for government, for policymakers, to have big visions and be really broad to capture all of the community. I personally think that.
So I want to hear from you. Text me 2101. You can email me thepanel@rnz.co.nz. That's from around the Motu there. But how do you feel about this? And also this $350 per person cost of living payment for individuals earning under $70,000. That equates to $27 a week per person over 3 months from August the 1st for about 2.1 million people. So is it going to help? Is it not going to help? Is it a bit of a shot? Is it a band-aid? Also with us is Te Kahakura Boynton, founder of Māori Millionaire, an investing site, quoting, on a mission to empower Māori to become financially independent. Te Kahakura, kia ora. Lovely to have you on the program.
Kia ora. Thank you for having me.
Very cool. So, look, as a young student, business startup, how did you see this and what did you hope to see in the budget?
Yeah, well, research shows that, you know, rangatahi are very influenced by anything in our environment. And so the budget announcements are a great opportunity for rangatahi to be positively influenced rather than negatively. And I think that there was some really strong potential for the budget to kind of outline what's important for us and what the things we should be valuing are. And, you know, with the mental health announcement with $100 million, I think that's great news that there's going to be some investments into the mental health of rangatahi and of New Zealand as a whole. But I think that more could have been done to positively impact Ngāi Māori.
Okay. There were some initiatives here. There were a few million for Māori, Kerecha, Pacifica, 18 million for STEAM Futures. But in terms of also enabling others to be empowered, I guess as you are, and you are empowering others, could more have been done there?
I definitely think that more could have been done. We are in a crisis at the moment and resourcing is an all-time low. Hospital visits are just taking 10 hours just to see a doctor. And, you know, Māori are suffering higher levels of all of these issues. And so it's really important that resourcing is targeting Māori at the moment. And at the moment, it's not. And I didn't see in the announcement today as good of an announcement as I would have liked.
Stay with us, Te Kahakura. We have a panel with us. And well, let's bring in Shane Tepo. Shane, your thoughts and views on this.
Hey, look, not too little, not enough, maybe not too much. Two things. 2.1 million whānau will be better off in the short term at least. The other thing is that hasn't been talked about much. About 40,000 of our tamariki will be better off because sole parents no longer have to offset contributions, and that's going to lift a lot of our people out of poverty. Te Kahakura, who I'm a huge fan of, is quite right. And it's important that we keep the pressure on. I would have liked to see more done. But look, I just think given the current set of circumstances, not a bad budget, a traditional sort of Labor budget without sort of blowing things out of the water. So overall, I'd probably give it a B.
Okay, a B. Te Kahakura, stay there. And we have Nalini as well. Nalini?
Hi, Te Kahakura. I have a question for you. I mean, it's wonderful to announce numbers, and we all get quite impressed by the funding that is being announced. But do you really see how it's going to reach the people who need it? Could you see that coming through?
To be honest, I don't think so. I think that every year there's going to be new announcements about new funding initiatives for different aspects. But, you know, it's not until it actually hits us in the pocket or we're actually able to see real changes within different aspects of our life. So if you need mental health support, being able to go to the doctors and get that straight away is what we need. It's not an announcement about $100 million being put into our areas.
Kia ora, Te Kahakura. Thank you very much for being with us on the panel, and I hope to get you back another day to explain more about Māori Millionaire, because it's a fantastic setup and website and strategy you got going on there. So thank you.
Thanks so much.
And you can also check that out. Go and do a search for Māori Millionaire. Very cool. What's happening there? A lot of response. So Shane Tepo gave it a B. Okay. Uh-huh. What would you give this budget? An A plus being great, an E being a fail. Text me 2101 and why. The budget is underwhelming, definitely a play for more voters in an upcoming election. Gaps were exposed during COVID and budget addresses a lot of those. Good to see funding toward disability, says one. Okay, so rated. Text me, 2101. Right, time for I've Been Thinking. Nalini Brook, what's your IBT today?
I'm thinking olives, Wallace. We are, today actually is the day that leads to tomorrow's first day of harvest. So, and this is going to be my 21st harvest. Wow. This year marks 25 years in the olive industry. And so this is quite an exciting one. But I don't know what the weather's like in Auckland, but a storm just went over us. And the last thing we need is more water in the olives because I'm paying by weight to press them. So I don't want to be a very expensive harvest. But nonetheless, we've had a good summer, good autumn, and we're really looking forward to it.
I think we had a bit of an email banter, didn't we? Both Shane Tipou, myself, and I got a little junior who's 4 years old. When I come home from work, he asks Daddy for a green monster olive. Loves his olives. can I ask you something, Nalini? What got you into olives? You're coming from Fiji. Why olives and not, say, apricots?
Because everybody else was doing that already. Everyone was doing great. We just had a couple of trips to Europe, and both times we've actually stayed in a villa at an olive grove. And the life just looked so idealistic. And when we came back, we realised that there was quite a bit of work going on in Blenheim to get an olive industry set up, and we thought, why not? You know, when I'm 65, which is not far off, I'll be able to sit under the shade or in the shade of a grown olive tree, and that's what I'm looking forward
to. And there we are, tomorrow, the 21st, your 21st harvest. Fantastic. Kia ora, Nalini. All right, Shane Tipou, I've been thinking.
I've been thinking,
where do we as a society in Aotearoa New Zealand get to the point where we thought generational poverty was okay? I've been thinking, why is it that people can work 50, 60 hours a day, two people, one household plus the kids, but still are not able to feed themselves and house themselves adequately? I've been thinking, why so few New Zealanders have so much, but why so many New Zealanders have so little? We need a new construct. We just can't carry on down the pathway that we are.
Shane, yeah. Can I add something to that?
Yeah, go for it, Nalini.
We are all in the Pacific, and when I heard you say that, I thought to myself, what is different between New Zealand and the rest of the Pacific? The rest of the Pacific does not have a welfare system, but it somehow manages. And I really need to understand, what is it about New Zealand, given all the support that we give, that we still find ourselves in this situation? And I would very much like to be part of that solution.
Well, see, I think folks like me, who have got established careers, have been able to own homes over a period of time, who earn pretty decent wages, we get a lot more support, actually. We are able to, if we invest in properties until very recently, we're able to offset most of our costs. We're able to buy shares. We're able to do lots of other things that offset our tax liabilities. Folks that live permanently in Struggle Street aren't able to do this. So I think that, you know, I think that there somehow, in some way, shape and form, needs to be a reset. I think that there is simply too much of a distribution of wealth compared to the mahi that people do on a day-to-day basis.
All right. Kia ora, Shane, Nalini, Shane Tipou, Nalini Brook. A lot to discuss today. Joe says, I give the budget an A, responsive and steady hand. Another one here, E, crazy health and rampant spending. Stay with us. 4 to 5, right here, The Panel.